So now it's time for our mini set performer. The mini set is just a three-song set or spoken word equivalent so that we get to hear a little more of a particular performer at least once in a while. So this gentleman who's been taking pictures of everybody all night, and he puts them all up on the web, and it's really great. He's also a musician, and he plays guitar really well and sings and has a very fine collection of material. So I'd like you to welcome him, Dan Tappan.
I wanted to thank Ellen for giving me my opportunity to do that, my first mini set. She had a lot more confidence in me than I had in myself when back when we scheduled this, so we'll see how it works out. I'm going to start out with... There we go. I guess that's where that goes. I'm going to start out with this one kind of because... I figure if this rain keeps up all spring, it's going to be one we'll all be able to identify with. Did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your mind? Well, I'm here to tell you the feeling ain't so fine. But those bullfrog blues can't be satisfied. But those bullfrog blues and I can't be satisfied. I think I'm gonna have to take that train and ride. 'Cause the sun's gonna shine on my back door someday. You know the sun, it'll shine on my back door someday. And Mr. Bullfrog, he'll come and blow that sun away. Thank you.
ever wake up. Bullfrogs on your, bullfrogs on your mind. Did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your mind? Well, buddy, that means you got bullfrogs on your mind.
Thank you. This was an obvious, that was the Bullfrog Blues. It was first recorded in 1928 by William Harris, who recorded about 12 or 15 tracks between 27 and 28, and that's all anybody knows about him. It's been covered by a bunch of people like Lightnin' Hopkins, Canned Heat had an electric version, Jeff Bartley had a version on his Blues Beneath the Surface album. My version's kind of a mix of a bunch of them, a bullfrog stew, as it were. But I owe Jeff a debt for the intro. Supposed to try to tune down while I talk, didn't work out. It's another blues. This one was quoted about the same time, Henry Thomas. Folk audience. And I'm sure a bunch of you thought to yourself, self, that sounded like a chorus. And you know what? You were right. When it comes around, you're welcome to sing along, but I need to warn you, the way I do it changes just a bit each time through. It's actually two parts to it. First part has a line that's different each time, and the second part's the same every time. So the first part goes like this. Any fish will bite if you got good bait. Here's a little story I would like to relay. And the next line changes. And then the last part always goes. I'm going fishing, baby, going fishing, and you can come fishing. Something like that. So you put it all together. Goes like this. Any fish will bite if you got good bait. Well, here's a little story I would like to relay. Then here's a line that rhymes with bait. I'm going fishing, a baby's going fishing. You can come fishing. And I got a line and I got a pole. I went on down to the fishing hole. Took a hook and I got some bait. Cause when the fish are jumping, I just can't wait. Well, any fish will bite. Got good bait. Here's a little story I would like to relay. Come on, fishing's great. I'm going fishing. A baby's going fishing. You can come fishing too.
I went to the river about 12 o'clock. I saw the catfish swimming around. Got so hungry, didn't know what to do. You know, I want to get me a catfish too. Well, any fish will bite if you got good bait. Here's a little story I would like to relate. I'm going to catch that fish, hook and bait. I'm going fishing a bait. On the pan, and you heat it to red, and you can cook that fish with short. Say you're going fishing all the time. Well, baby's going fishing too. Any fish will bite, you got good bait. Here's a little story I would like to relate. I'm gonna eat that fish off that plate. I'm going fishing, oh, baby's going fishing. You can come fishing too.
Thank you. I wanted to invite Ben Blum to come up and help me with this next one. So I've got this kind of eclectic repertoire. There's some old blues and like those first two, and there's some more modern stuff, and there's some things that are several hundred years old. About all they have in common is it's things that I like. This is one of the several hundred years old one. It's by the Irish harper Trilloch O'Carolan, who lived in the first half of the 18th century. And Ben and I have been working on the fine art of ocarina guitar duets on it. This is
long tradition.
The long tradition, right.
Whoa.
So it's called Shabig Shamor. It means big hill, little hill, or big fairy mound, little fairy mound. It's supposedly based on a legend of two neighboring fairy mounds and the spirits coming out and reenacting an old battle between themselves. Forgot to repeat.
You first,
I repeat.
I do the
right.
Then we do it together.
Okay.
Sorry, Dan.
Start again?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Ben. And thanks again to Alan for giving me this choice, and thanks you all for listening.
One more hand, please, for Dan Tappan and Ben Blum. And.